bitch, I am on 10. This ain't no game, I'm not your friend. You should know, hops back in you, stay packing you. You running shit, not actually. These niggas can't pull off what I do up in this booth. I am too rude when I intrude on you. Don't act like you never knew, homie. I spent most of my life trying to get here to knock it. Me and you go through food in this first form when I'm destroying you.
Murder.
Straight out the insane asylum. What the fuck am I just thinking about it? Can't define it. Say goodbye to any nigga you was vibing with. I fucking hate the climate. I've been on your trail like an invasive pirate, making riots. Y'all can never slay Goliath. I've been taking rappers and creating diets. Now they on the gram trying to make it private. Hoping I don't put them in the bad position. They be praying I don't ever catch them slipping. You could build a buzz, rapping sick shit, but you better not come around me acting different, bitch. I've been lost on the path of sinning. I just hope the Lord's gonna have forgiveness. Sorry. Keep your mind out my bag of business. All's me and you go have a bad collision.
Oh no,
ain't giving a fuck, adrenaline rush.
Low pro,
when hitting them up, you niggas are lunch.
Faux show,
a cynical nut, I'm finna get bucked.
Hoes no,
they feeling in love, my minutes in touch. I have them flying overseas, crying over me. I am openly a cunt to them. See if I roll the D, I am going to unleash a giant load of cream onto them.
Look,
I ain't a typical nigga you dealing with. This shit is finna get rowdy, I swear to God it is a must.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been a militant minded degenerate ever since I was a little kid playing and kicking the mud.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a phenomenon, no telling who I'm about. When I hop on a song, I'ma lose it, it's written in blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I done got everything I ever wanted, but is it enough?
Is it enough?
You mad cause your fans ain't as loyal. Dropping classics again, raking oil. Damn it, man, get the body back. There is too much madness at hand weighing on you. KOing niggas with the blow. Suck my dick under the mistletoe. Don't forget the balls, licking both. This is sicko mode level. Travis isn't getting on because,
bitch, I am on 10. This ain't no game. I'm not your friend. You should know. Hops back in heat. Stay packing heat. You running shit. Not actually. These niggas can't pull off what I do up in this booth. I am too rude when I intrude on you. Don't act like you never knew. Homie, I spent most of my life trying to get head to neck. Here you go. Feel fear in this first form when I'm destroyed.
It's Christmas, bitches, and here we are. Here we stand for Bopes.xyz. Thank you for joining us on this very auspicious day. I am the mad scientist, Miles Melrose, a.k.a. The Mouth, coupled with my man, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Odd, a.k.a. Black Baby Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 at Arby's Specials. How you doing tonight, sir?
Damn good. It's my black baby birthday. What?
Also on the horn tonight, we have the powerful ho 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 rocking it, the Christmas spirit. Here we go. How you doing tonight, ho? Ho,
ho. I'm drunk.
Oh fuck. It happened.
I'm drunk. I give up.
Christmas spirit.
She's drunk on Christmas spirit. It happens to the best of us. And then there's Festivus for the rest of us. I've been saving that one for a while. Anyways, fucking Merry Christmas, y'all. How you guys doing tonight? What's up? What's going on? How you guys feeling? You feeling this?
I'm feeling a Wednesday
podcast where everybody's like, I've already done my last video for 2019. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. This is ours. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. First, next one right on 2020. First day of 2020. Next verbose. We're coming live next year. This is the last episode of this year, though. Christmas.
Yeah.
Not we're holiday a show. It's a fucking Christmas show. Thanks, Jesus. Fuck Hanukkah.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Do it live. You heard it here, Vos. You heard it here first. Powerful. Ho, ho, ho. Shout out to Boozy tonight. You know what Boozy got me for Christmas? One of the many things. And she got me a lot of really cool things. She literally got me a verbose.xyz hoodie. And like, Joe, normally you get shit that's like embroidered and stuff like that, or screen printed rather. And it's like a boo-boo fucking hoodie or whatever. This is the nicest. It's like soft and warm. This is like my main hoodie now. Yeah. I want to offer this to like all two of the people that watch us. You know what I mean? So look out.
Hell
for.
Yeah.
Look out for verbose merch is all I'm saying. It's happening. Oh, and the powerful ho, she hosts some fap shit. And you should fucking put out some merch. You had some good ideas before we were talking before the show. Like of
Caco Demons. You guys know I represent the old school Doom community. So go to www.fapnow.xyz. That's www.fapnow.xyz to check out my retarded ass collective
and
of
that's not
Doom
a,
nuts.
And that's not a website. That's a command.
Exactly.
You are to fap. You are to fap now.
You need to fap now. Xyz. XYZ. You're fly. No. Yeah, I mean, I'm totally envious of Miles's merch. I'm thinking about maybe doing some t-shirts with Caco in our logo. The Caco looks like it's about to nut. It's wonderful.
What about like fleshlights or like pocket pussies? You know, like
no,
the name like Fat Now.
Why not? Specific. A Caco fleshlight? That sounds like such an amazing idea. And then like, there's like RGB in it, so you could literally like hit a button and it's like blue while you're doing it. So like the whole throat of it is blue, lights up blue. That would be fucking legit.
I would invest
that.
In this business right now. People buy this shit.
Bad dragon, look out!
I need to hear that crap.
Yeah, but I mean, Christmas times of gifts, being really thoughtful, bringing two, you know, the best of both worlds, both fapping and Doom. I'm like all in. Like Crafter, he wants to invest. Like there's already Bad Dragon and they take it way too far. But if you specialize, and there's a lot of like weeaboo, like,
oh my God. Yeah. The Doom community's just got like, it attracts everything. I mean, yes, my group is full of autism, but you should see, I mean, there's like a Doom furry community. And I just want to say
that exists.
Doom. Thank you so much, H Doom, for bringing that to the forefront. Like, we really needed that.
Oh my God! Yeah, that artist is pretty prolific too. I can't remember his name because I don't like recognize trash, but I can't say that. I think it's fucking hilarious. But there still stands the fact that there should be a brutal version of H Doom, where you like fuck the demons to death.
It's just, Miles has so much wrong. But then again, I mean, everybody actually in my community has been begging for that too. Like they want the HD monsters as detailed as possible. I've played it once and once was enough.
There's not much more to it. Like, I'll say one thing. The pinky is pretty thick.
Oh, God. All right, like let's move on, dude. There's so much to cover. We don't need to talk about this.
It's fucking Christmas time. It's fucking ridiculous. I've been drinking tonight. That's amazing. Did you get any good presents this year, Crafter?
I mean, I got some really cool presents from fucking Miles. The Mouth Low Road bought me this little mini drone, and I've been like obsessively flying it. And I like won't let my little nieces or nephew touch it. Like, can I fly it? Like, fuck no, you'll lose it. Get out of here.
Get out of here. What the fuck do you think you're doing? That's awesome. I have incessantly been flying drones. Today I was trying to hype up the family elephant. I didn't realize there was a bunch of geese. No one wanted to fucking play the white elephant. It's like me and like a couple 40-year-olds, and then like the rest of the median age was like 60. Like, you know, I'm bringing a fucking drone to the white elephant. Although I can't really talk shit. My gift is awesome that I ended up. I got this little fountain that like goes through three tiers, these little like clay jars, and it has RGB, and then it like fades in and out. It's fucking awesome. I'm very happy with my white elephant. And shout out to Smashley's Day actually getting, but I'm getting so good with it that I'm like flying in doors. I'm putting it at its fastest and just zipping through areas and stuff. And I did every little kid touch it today. And where they're like, they had to turn off the throttle, or like literally like crunching the blades on part of the couch and shit. It's beautiful. But I highly recommend it. Get drunk and fly them.
Yeah, and Ashley is right there. Like, it seems like you're cutting out. What'd you do to your audio? Are you too far away from your mic, maybe?
No, I'm like in my mic. Can you? Can you hear me now?
Oh, no, you're still kind of dropping a little bit. Fucking audio.
It seems to be a connection. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. That's fucking weird. I'm bad ping out of Discord. Discord hates me. I could reconnect and get back to you in just a second. How about
experiencing technical difficulties?
Talk amongst yourselves. Let me give you a topic. P is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss amongst yourself. I'm verklempt.
A peanut, I would say, is definitely a nut. Just like a chestnut or a walnut or a chin nut. It is a
What's
nut.
What's the best nut? I think the best nut to me is a cashew.
A cashew? Yeah, that is a very good nut. But yeah. Not as good as the chin nut.
Chin nut?
Yeah. You don't know about chin nuts?
Crafter. Come on, man.
Yes.
Come on, no.
It's bad humor, but you know.
This is Christmas, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
This
is birthday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen, it's really weird how nuts are grown. If I remember correctly, and it's been a minute, I thought they were, you know, just grown in the ground, but they're actually like cashews. I believe they're grown in clusters and trees.
What?
I could be wrong.
That sounds pretty.
I'll
I don't know.
Google it.
Yeah, we need a Gary to check on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know
Gary,
about
go
that.
Check on that as soon as.
I guess it's possible.
We need a Gary or someone.
Yeah, we need a Gary. Anyone out there in TV watching land, you know, please, you know, apply. We need someone to mm-hmm. Google, fact check, tell us what to talk about, all those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get anything else interesting for Christmas?
I got some cool knife. I don't know. I can't really think right now. It's too late in the day. It's been a long holiday festivus.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, I think this year people have been giving each other firearms. That was like the firearm gift giving thing has just shot up. No pun intended.
I think that's great. I think more firearms out there is a good thing. I mean, I understand that, you know, a certain portion of people that have firearms are probably going to do something negative with them. But the same goes for vehicles. The same goes for knives. Like, you know, the gift, you know, that I was really enjoying having a new knife. You know, like some people, especially in England, go around and stab people with that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, man. I mean, they banned guns and now they got knives and now they control knife problem. I mean, people are going to do and go psycho and use some sort of tool to do it. Can't protect them all until and the other thing is more people are killed in vehicles than they are with mass shootings and stuff like that. So what are we going to do? Start banning vehicles? I mean, what's going to happen?
Yeah, and people want to sometimes compare that, like, well, maybe you have to have a license to drive a car. Maybe you should have a license to have a gun. Like, I did, you know, comply to a federal background check to buy a gun. You know, like,
yeah, me too.
Isn't that enough? Isn't that a clear, like, here, check to see if I'm a wanted criminal or if I'm known to be violent? You know, like, isn't that like having a license?
Yeah. Yeah, well, if we're going to go down this road, and we can, since Miles is away, I know you lean more left, and I lean more right, you know, I'm pro-Trump. Where I can meet you halfway is this, I have no problem with an extensive background check, because I have nothing to hide. You know, they can dive a little bit more into my psyche, see what kind of person I am. I do think that there are people who get a hold of weapons that, some of these people that have come out and be mass shooters, I mean, they got so many mental problems, so many warning signs. And I don't know what a solution is, but I wish there could be a system put into place to where, you know, more preventative measures, getting those people away from firearms, because it's not the firearm that kills people, it's the person behind it. I think we both can agree with that.
Yeah, and I feel like the red flag laws that they're doing is a nice step, saying, oh, we, you know, when people are known to be violent or making threats, we should have the right to pull their guns away. And I feel like that's the wrong move, because it's taking property from people as well. I think a better move is to find treatment for these people. Like, I mean, right now funding is nothing for mental health. And like a wait line to force someone to go talk to a psychologist about anger problems is probably not very effective legally, because it's going to take a very long amount of time as well.
Go on ahead.
There needs to be, you know, a larger focus in improving mental health directly by, you know, hiring more doctors, increasing funding federally, you know, to hospitals so they can hire more doctors and more, you know, students follow that kind of path. It seems like we've kind of just been left behind in any kind of treatment method or ways to, you know, to even want to help. It's just, it seems the method is just drug them and kick them on the streets.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, our politicians should be focusing on issues like this more so than impeaching Trump right now. But I think that what we should do, or there should be like an entire committee to the firearm question put together. And we're talking about experts, experts in firearms, experts in mental health, and these experts would have to be okay with working and learning from people who own firearms, and maybe put together and do like a program of some sort to make it fair, because we don't want to take guns away from, you know, your average American citizen that just want to protect themselves. We just want to remove it from all the bad guys. And
I think
we need to kind of look at our firearms right now and see how they're being bought. Look at the trends, you know, and see where the criminals are getting their firearms. Close that gap and start closing the gaps. That's
I feel like it's a failure in the federal government that we've had federal checks for the longest time, and
right.
that hasn't prevented any sort of shooting from taking place or someone with obvious mental illness from being red flagged.
So
you know,
what I'm saying is we need a reform, a complete and utter reform of firearms. Now,
I don't think so.
Without punishing, I disagree. Without punishing civilians, and when I'm saying a reform, I don't mean like, you know, just a whole new approach of closing the gaps of getting the firearms away from the bad people, a whole new approach for and don't ask me how the hell this can roll out. That's the reason why I would drag experts from different fields, from firearms, from mental health, from, you know, folks with the VA, you know, all of all kinds of people, get them all together, pick their brains, and figure out how the hell, you know, can we make this fair? We don't want to take firearms away from people unless they really do indeed pose a threat. Like,
but
if they
what's
are
the
posing
the problem with all of this is the barometer. You know,
barometer.
You know, what are we gauging the validity of someone's Second Amendment to another? You know, and that's the problem. I think that once you start regulating in this manner, you have a problem. You have an exploitable manner in which to take guns away from more people by, quote unquote, you know, flagging a certain individual as a certain way or another. But I do feel like the federal government has always had the responsibility to do proper background checks. And
right.
if someone has gone, has sought mental illness and has been flagged within a psychiatric environment as someone who has potential violence or social issues, that should come up in what we already have in place. I don't think that we should be out there trying to reform any sort of gun laws. Instead, I think we should be taking the institutions that are currently in place and holding their feet to the fire. Why do we have the federal government if they're not protecting us from like the most vital things, such as putting guns in the wrong hands of mental ill and bad individuals? You know,
well, obviously,
when
you
get a job, you get your, you know, you get a background check done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do. And yeah. that, you know, that gauges whether or not you can move up in society. Why shouldn't it gauge like whether or not you get a weapon?
No, I totally agree with you, Miles. I mean, and I guess when I say reform is what I mean is obviously what we're doing, there's still gaps. Bad people are getting a hold of it. Now, I know about all about accountability. Actually, you know what? I'm trying to think here because maybe I'm going to rethink my
dun,
position.
Dun, dun, dun,
no,
right?
I'm rethinking my position now because now that I'm thinking about it, the federal government, for the most part, anyway, can't run. It doesn't do anything right.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And, you know, most things as like what I thought was a liberal, which I'm now understanding to be conservative ideals. One thing that really resonates for me is like the idea of passing on the good information to your community, to your uh-huh. surroundings, to the children, you know,
right.
to your neighbors, your friends. And part of that is gun safety. Like you don't go around fucking waving guns around and shit and flashing shit off. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't act in that manner. You don't use guns in a violent way you don't point guns at anyone. I don't care if it's loaded or anything.
I'm seeing all kinds of YouTubers, you know, people streaming when they're having road race confrontations, they're streaming and they're flashing their guns at each other. Everyday people.
Right. That's the problem right there is the attitude towards it. It's a tool. It's not right. some sort of belt buckle or flashy object. You know, it's a tool to be used for something very specific.
Well, it just dawned on me that my earlier argument was assuming that the government could do something right. And, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I'm a little drunk. So it took me about a whole fucking 5 minutes That's to get cool. through all that argument to realize the fuck am I talking about?
No,
I'm
drunk. Good.
The government can't do anything right.
The government knows.
Yeah. By the government way, knows Merry Christmas, when you masturbate. Guys, we're talking about guns. Sorry about that.
Thanks, you know, guys. You guys held it together while I was gone.
We were
I'm
trying
so proud
while
of you.
You left. So, hey, Crafter, how the hell did we get to that anyway? I can't even remember.
We're talking about Christmas gifts and things we got, and then
that's right.
And then gun sales, you know, for Christmas, you know, have gone up a lot. It's become more of a popular gift to give for Christmas.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's right. That's how we got into it.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Miles, I'm handing the show back to you. Sorry.
Oh no, you guys got this, man. I'm just here. I'm just here to hang out. I'm in the hole tonight. It looks like Crafter's up to bat. ho is perpetually on deck. And I'm in the hole. You have multiple holes, actually.
Oh, God. More than I got.
No, bro, not if you count the pee hole.
Oh, my. Stop.
Wait, then she still has an extra hole, huh? Whoa. No, wait. Yeah. Wow. Unless you were a bird, because cloaca. Cloaca. Y'all know what a cloaca is, right?
Do Merry I Christ- want to know?
Merry Christmas. Cloaca is the avian vaginal anal marriage of one orifice.
Also known as tranny genitals.
Also known as the same hole the egg and the poop comes out of. Remember that when you're eating eggs.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Jesus.
Jesus.
That's what tonight is all about because it's Christmas. Black Jesus in particular, because Black Jesus is cool. If you could have Black Jesus, couldn't you have Gay Jesus?
Well, Netflix did a Gay Jesus.
Oh, don't spoil it. I got a clip of this shit tonight. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And Crafter's going to like this one.
A lot of people got offended over that.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
The
one thing I can't say about Netflix, though, is I think they... I mean, yeah, they have a lot of liberal crap out there, but I do think that they...
Just
there
so,
are some shows out there that kind of balance it a little bit.
just so everybody's on the same page, let me just play this clip real quick.
Oh, God.
This is from RT News. This is Christmas Carol rewrites. Oh, wait, sorry. I almost played the wrong one. That's for another game we're going to play later, which is called Russian Propaganda or Not, which will be fun. But this, we have to. This is a little snippet from RT about this very thing we're talking about. Here you go, Crafter. Now you know the real, real. The real, real. Here we go.
Hello again. A new TV comedy has outraged Christians in Brazil after putting a satirical and apparently offensive twist on the story of Jesus' life. The Netflix film depicts Christ as a gay man who liked to party.
This is real. All like Jewish, all like Yiddish. Gay Yiddish. Faglays, I think they call them.
Over 2 million have signed an online petition calling for the show to be pulled from Netflix. They also want an apology from the producers over the offense it's caused. But the production company is not backing down.
As the petition against us picks up steam, we celebrate the success of yet another one of God's creations, our Christmas special. The first temptation of Christ remains ever more powerful.
We got the views of radio and TV host Karen Turk and media analyst Lionel.
This Lionel guy's cool.
I don't know what this Brazilian comedy troupe is thinking with offending the audience that they're going after. It's just wrong. It's disgracing Christmas. It's disgracing a major religion in that country.
Right,
and it's just making a joke out of a really sacred holiday for many Catholics and
it
many
is a joke. It's
world.
Pretty good one.
First and foremost, what this is the greatest marketing ploy to take some second-rate two-bit comedy and now elevate it internationally. Look, if you don't like something, don't watch it.
People can turn off the TV, but it's another thing that the people are speaking through this petition, and they feel that it's wrong, and they don't want it aired on Netflix. And you know what? Let Netflix pull it.
Since the beginning of time, since Galileo, there have been people who have dared to take on certain things which prove to be most problematic. And I'm not here to defend the idea. What I am here is to defend the idea of expression. And that's it. And I can sit here and I can write down why this is blasphemous. And it's true. Whatever you think is horrific. But have we not? Are we going to have a Charlie Hebdo again? Do we not learn from this? I'm all for letting people see this. So long as Netflix and the makers of this particular tour de force can look me in the eye and say they will consider making a joke about Muhammad or Abraham or any other religion.
I think that really what needs to happen is we need to start to have respect for religions. But the reality is that the people have spoken and they want this thing taken down.
The best way to kill and quell and just dilute any kind of negative idea that you don't like is to be indifferent to it.
I think that they should have had a little more tact in putting this thing out about Christmas. Netflix should have the respect for the religion, for the people
who
have spoken
who
in this country,
that?
And respect for tradition.
Why?
You know, it's Christmas.
No. No. I don't think Netflix should have respect for anything.
No.
And I agree with the guy. Like, Charlie Hebdo, that was all about Muslim caricatures, right? Yeah. Like,
as long as you can make fun of everybody. It's fine as long as you can make fun of everybody.
Exactly. Right. It's when you fucking try to censor that and try to censor that idea. Fuck, man. Like,
I mean, wasn't Life of Brian banned from certain countries and stuff?
Yeah, that's Monty Python, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Where they portrayed Jesus as just an everyday Joe. Or, no, the guy was mistaken for Jesus. No, it's just like... I'm with you guys on this one. I am not going to jump on board and be on the offended squad.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something that, you know, I think that's, it's just trash, I'm just not going to watch it. I'm going to be indifferent to it. Like, I'm not going to, I don't know, man. There's shows I just flat out won't watch because it's just trash.
I am not gonna lie. If this is dubbed in English, I will watch it. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Jesus as a gay man. It seems horrible. And that's why, and for no other reason. It just seems like the most horrible piece of trash I've ever seen in my life. Can't even believe it exists.
It's racist. Because Jesus was a black man.
Exactly. Exactly. Ask the black Israelites. Those guys got it right. Everyone else is an Edomite. I think that's how they put it. Oh, it's fucking beautiful. I love racism. Don't you?
No.
No.
Hey, crimes. Yay.
Hey, crimes. Hell yeah.
Crapper says, when I was trying to get a drink earlier before we started rolling, my parents have a secondary fridge, the meat fridge.
Okay, yeah, see.
And evidently that's something that white people do.
That's
I had no
people,
idea.
White people have meat people fridges.
You know, I'm about to blow your mind, Crafter, and maybe you're right. Specific to meat would be kind of more of a white thing, but like, I think with my family, they always have a secondary just refrigerator outside, you know, like all my family members. It's like they got the stand up for long term freezer stuff, but they want to have access to it. Like my dad's telling me today, like, I want to get a chest freezer. He's like, don't get a chest freezer, get just another refrigerator because it's stand up. You can organize everything. You don't have to dig to the bottom of something to get the good shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wise man.
I know. Exactly. Fucking blew my mind today. I'm like, oh, I do still have things to learn from you, Dad. Merry Christmas.
I mean, you're like, well, where do I put the bodies?
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. No. I'm not going to bury any bodies in the refrigerator.
Bullshit.
Okay, but not human bodies.
Like, you just keep them in there until you can bury them so they don't stink. You know?
Or you could Jeffrey Dahmer them.
Yeah, you could eat them. That's why your dad had an extra freezer. He said tamale fridge, but nah, man, that was fucking bodies.
The air quotes tamale fridge. Body tamales. That's the name of our stoner metal band, the Body Tamales. That's literally fucking Leatherface.
Cadaver tamales?
Spoonful of Waking the cadaver tamales. But you can't read the script. It's all like crazy fucking metal script. They do that in hip hop too, you know, where they have the crazy like graffitis that are all intelligible. Cannot decipher with the naked eye. You have to have a hood rat eye to decipher.
Or 3D glasses.
Or a 3D printer, exactly. You'd have to like 3D printer recreate the whole structure of the logo to actually understand it and decipher it. But you absorb it through the third eye and the fourth dimension. True story. True fucking story.
Whatever you say, dude.
Fucking, I've been watching Terrence McKenna shit lately, just because he's interesting and his perspective is interesting because of hallucinogens. I think I prefer that position most, that like we're like these meat bags having a spiritual experience. Everything around us is amazing if we just absorb it all, and that's the human experience, you know. Fucking boom, Christmas time, y'all, hitting me hard. That or the eggnog, I don't know. That or the fact that we still, like, literally, I can't even fucking believe it. You know, the whole idea since 2016 is impeach Trump. We get there. Motherfucker gets impeached, right? I say we, and I say we as America. You know, not like I'm, like, in on it. No, we're all along for the fucking ride. And lo and behold, we still haven't turned these articles in.
Because
whatever.
They don't have shit.
Is that really what it is?
They don't have shit, man.
They do have shift.
No. Shit. Shit.
I can't. Sometimes it's hard for me to decipher between the two.
No. What they brought to the table so fucking weak. They know it. And the other thing is, which cracks me up. If he was so bad for our country, then why the hell are they stalling? Why don't they just go ahead and turn it all in, right? And yes, I'm sorry, it will affect your holidays. You would have to go and talk about it over the holidays. I mean, but they're stalling because they don't want to work over the holidays. And I think that's bullshit. If he was such a threat, then get it done.
It saddens me.
Go on ahead, Nancy.
It saddens me. It saddens me to think that we have to do this impeachment. It saddens me to think that our country has come to this. Like, it hasn't fucking been there, motherfucker.
Right.
This is the penultimate moment in our lives as the country, and Trump is the ultimate.
Nancy wants to keep her power. That's what's going on. So she wants to turn it in over to the Senate, but she wants to dictate how it's going to go down. And well, Mitch McConnell's saying, bitch, no.
Yeah, let's hear it from the horse's mouth. This is Senator Graham goes off on Nancy Pelosi over impeachment articles from the Daily Caller. We haven't done that here. It's a Daily Caller premiere here on verbose.xyz. Here we go.
We impeached the president immediately. Everybody was on to the next thing. The next thing for us will be when we see the process that is set forth in the Senate. Then we'll know the number of managers that we may have to go forward.
And there's all this text that's probably going on right now. It's epic.
What they're proposing to not send the articles for disposition to the Senate after being passed in the House is incredibly dangerous. Just think for a moment. You pass articles of impeachment in the House. You refuse to send them to the Senate until the Senate constructs a trial of your liking as Speaker of the House.
Exactly.
We have separation of powers for a reason. You can't be Speaker of the House and Majority Leader of the Senate at the same time.
Yeah, dumbass.
She doesn't like answering questions. Here we go.
Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say. But we'd like to see a fair process, but we'll see what they have, and we'll be ready for whatever it is. We would hope there would be a fair process, just as we hope that they would honor the Constitution. By the way, I saw some of it, I didn't see it, but I heard some of what Mitch McConnell said today, and it reminded me that our founders, and when they wrote the Constitution, they suspected that there could be a rogue president. I don't think they suspected that we could have a rogue president and a rogue leader in the Senate at the same time.
Yes. They didn't brainwash him enough at Bohemian Grove.
Let us pray. Let us pray for the
Let
president.
Us pray.
As Speaker of the Hail House, Mary, I solemnly but grace, sadly the Lord open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United
saddens
States.
Saddens me.
It's with profound sadness that I stand here today in support of these articles of impeachment.
Sadly. I ask my colleagues, will you put your party over our country?
No. I come to impeachment with deep sadness.
This is a sad day for our country and really? For our democracy.
Since today is a national civics lesson,
oh, what,
though
Nancy?
A sad one, I submit these documents for the record and commend them for students to study.
I am saddened, but I'm not shocked. Yes, I am saddened, but I'm not shocked.
Very sadly now, our founder's vision of a republic is under
threat
from the White House.
So on this sad day for our nation,
I didn't come here to Congress to impeach a president of the United States. Sadly, the president's misconduct leaves us no choice.
Today, we are voting to impeach President Donald John Trump.
It is a sad day in America. This is a sad day in U.S. history.
It is a very sad day, and I do not take impeachment lightly.
Sad day. Christmas Day. Sad as fuck, y'all.
It's sad.
You heard it here first. Verbose.xyz. They all sad about impeaching Donald Trump. But if you were so... Is that... Maybe that's what it is. It's like... It's like buyer's remorse. They're like, ah, fuck. We paid a lot for this dossier. Really didn't get us anywhere, so I don't know. Fuck it. We might as well get our bang for our buck and stall until after the holidays.
Fuck those people. I swear to God.
fucking saddens me.
Truly. I feel like the whole kind of thing is just mostly like the DNC realizing their mistake. That they should have never ran Hillary. They should have ran Bernie. Bernie mm-hmm. had a real chance. I mean, mm-hmm. better or worse, who knows? I don't want to discuss that right
come
now.
Come on, guys.
But he could have won. Because everyone hates fucking Hillary. No one hates fucking Bernie. No one's like, Bernie's a corrupt piece of shit who fucking tries to kill people. No one said that about Bernie ever.
Oh, come on, man. Seriously.
It would be socialism. Exactly. But no one would think that they would look at him the way they looked at Hillary. Not with the distrust. Not with the hate. Not with the Bernie for prison. That you wouldn't see those kind of bumper stickers. It wouldn't have happened.
No, I agree there. But, you know, people would still... I it was just a shit show for them in 2016. No, it really was. And I will tell you this, Crafter, the party did Bernie dirty. I mean, they totally just they did him so dirty, man. They during that DNC convention that they had back in the day, they put in sound machines to drown out the Bernie supporters shouting at the DNC convention. I mean, because
that's hardcore.
They totally did him dirty, and
But what do you think? Like, do you think America would hate a Bernie presidency from 2016 to now?
That's a good question. I wish there was a harp worse and we could do a segment called What If Bernie Won?
Right? For real. I think about it as actually a pretty good, you know, a lot of the things that Bernie talked about, I think Trump's talked about, especially 2016 campaign, Donald Trump. Things aligned up definitely on jobs and things like that. Where they diverge is like obvious social programs and fucking, you know, redistribution of wealth. But if you see how deadlocked things are currently in politics with just this impeachment bullshit, don't you think that the Republicans would, you know, they would deadlock things to prevent Bernie from really taking over America? I just feel like we in a lot of ways, we might be better off with 4 years of Bernie than like 8 years of, you know, total divisiveness. And I'm not saying 8 years of Trump, because that's inevitable. What I think is the misstep in this situation is that now everything is totally divided. And the idea of like, are you for or against Trump? It shouldn't be about that. It should be about policy. And that's not what's happening right now.
Right.
And you never know. I'm just speculating, but I don't see bad things about a Bernie 2016 election.
I'm not sure, and you might be right, because I think he would try to bankrupt our country with the social programs.
Yeah.
But I think maybe, the parties would have gotten reamed for it, because I mean, even the Democrats, if they can't go too extreme, and Bernie can be too extreme, especially with how he wants to pay. I mean, the bottom line is, if he would have won, he would have and he would have upped the taxes on the ultra wealthy. The ultra wealthy would just say, okay, fine, you know what, we're leaving the U.S. You're wanting to tax us too much. We're going to go elsewhere. I mean, you think the ultra wealthy is going to sit there and take it while they're being taxed?
Crafter, what do you say to that, Crafter?
I always say, please leave. Like, it's a, you know, capitalism. One of your competitors will take your spot immediately. Coca-Cola wants to leave. Then we'll be drinking Shasta nationwide, you know, by the end of the month. I mean,
yeah, like, but when they were, I mean, if the ultra wealthy all left, and to your point, Crafter, if people come over, I mean, then who the hell is Bernie going to tax? He's going to tax the next person in line, and then it's going to be the same cycle.
I'm pretty low on that totem pole, though, so I'm not really worried about it personally.
So, same here, but still, I think
I want 80% of my income taxed. Like, I want to make that much money that, like,
right.
Oh, now I'm my take home is like 700,000. Oh, woe is me. Even though I made like, you know, I don't know, 10 million or something, you know, fuck it, dude.
If you made 10 million, you'd still bring home two after 80% tax.
Okay, dude, I wouldn't, I fucking, I could shake a stick. I couldn't shake a stick at fucking two mil.
Like, you know? I understand, it sounds horrible. Like, when you're like, well, if I made 10 million, I don't want to give up fucking eight. That's bullshit. I worked for that 10 million. But for my fucking where I'm sitting, I'm never going to get a hold of 10 million. So I don't give a shit. Like, and that's where my socialism works. It's because there's too many damn poor people.
Wait.
And they all want
that's,
some shit.
That's why it, that's why it doesn't shit. Work. That's why it doesn't work. Because well, there's not enough people to pay it out.
Okay, well, that's not, okay, well, that's why socialism could happen to be implemented.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean. It could happen. How it ends up putting
because
play.
So many poor people like me just want more free shit.
Don't be poor, be broke.
I mean, but you know, where would be the incentive of people working if everything's free? I mean, if I'm working my ass off and it's all going to social programs or whatever, and you know, there's someone next to me who just doesn't want to work just because they got all of these programs available to them. Then what's my incentive to work my ass off?
Yeah. Why would a mouse go through a maze if there's no cheese at the end?
Right. I mean, that's what's happening in Italy right now. People don't want to work anymore because there's all kinds of programs.
Interesting. Like, in Italy?
Yeah.
France is interesting too. Like, they've broke out back in riots. I think we talked about that over retirement age. Macron trying to change it to 65. But in all actuality, you guys are at 55. Like, what the fuck? You're going to bankrupt the country because no one's fucking working. Everybody's
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that sounds kind of socialist, right? Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
I don't yeah. know. So, I don't know. I don't know. I like the idea more of freedom, though. Like, if it came to the idea of, like, the government protecting me in some sort of way through insurance or fucking social programs or stipends, I'd rather just, like, rot in the woods somewhere.
Which brings me to my original point to the gun thing. What programs can the government produce that actually fucking works, you know, flawlessly?
I really don't know a single one.
There you go.
I, you know, programs, no, but like, I think the essence of the Constitution is pretty, it's pretty impeccable.
It's brilliant. It's definitely brilliant. You know,
oh shit, ho, you cutting out a little bit.
Oh, I was just saying can you hear me now?
I think so.
Okay. The Constitution is brilliant when they actually apply it and they actually, you know, follow it strictly. But there's too many politicians and lawmakers and whatever that bend the rules because they have an agenda.
But part of that, I think, plays into the checks and balances of it. It's set out in such a way that's always open to a constant interpretation and how that relates to society.
Of course. But, you know, because there should be some flexibility, but there's so many advantage of that.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of people taking advantage of this this day and age. But the whole asylum thing is crazy too. I feel, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot more out there that we're not looking at, that we're not considering, human trafficking wise, that kind of freaks me out. I don't know. Fuck. We could go into a tangent, but it's Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to play a Christmas game with you guys. Are you guys down with this?
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Game.
All right. This game is called Russian Propaganda or Not. And we're going to deep dive into, I got three clips here from RT. We play a lot of RT lately, but I feel mostly it's because there's some sort of daemon or bot that's infiltrated YouTube that pushes RT clips. And I'm kind of enjoying riding that little wave. Like, people were actually looking at Verbose channel because of it. It fascinates me. It fascinates me how technology works. So I've been watching a lot of RT just to kind of like filter through. And we need to peer review this. So some of it seems legit. Some of it seems like, whoa, well, this is obvious propaganda. But we will filter through that tonight in Russian propaganda or not. This first clip is a this first clip is a Christmas clip. And I think I played this for you last week, Crafter. But it is Christmas Carol rewrites in UK flair emotions. Here we go. Oh, God. I need to press the button. Here we go.
Well, earlier, Kevin Owen discussed the issue with Tim Dieppe from the Christian Concern Group and also social commentator Mo Ansah.
The key message of Christianity and the whole reason why we celebrate Christmas
is celebrate Christian.
Jesus was born as a human being and yet was God as well and came down. And it's an incredible thing to think that God became a human being. But that's what actually happened and that's what we're celebrating here. And I wanted to remove a reference as well to Jesus being king and Jesus being savior. If we don't have those things, what are we celebrating? I think it's a massive distortion.
Let's be quite clear. Jesus wasn't God. He was, I'd agree, from a theological perspective, I'd agree he was a mighty messenger, a prophet. There is very little theological evidence. The public space and the educational space is one which is secular. It does not mean it is bereft of theology or educational belief or conscience, but is inclusive of it. So if we want to have standing advisory councils on religious education, that include all strains of all walks of life, humanism as well, and atheism and people who want to come on there with sort of more fringe views, they are included nowadays. The question is whether children should be free to opt out from a nativity where it's Mary, Jesus, a baby Jesus in a manger.
That is not the question.
In a barn, in a stable, which isn't true.
Well, I think that's up to the parents whether they think it's all composition. I think they could come and watch if they wanted to, if they're really so upset about people saying Jesus is Lord that they have to not even be in the same presence. There's something to talk about there. Why are they so upset about people saying Jesus is Lord? And can't they even go and watch and observe it? You know, and so I think I'd want to discuss that with them. But ultimately, I want to respect their right. If they want to opt out of it, they can opt out of it. And other provisions should be made for that.
The head teacher has seen that she has had 60 pupils who last year opted out from religious services, worshipful activities. And under the Education Act, collective worship is wholly or broadly of a Christian tradition, but it doesn't have to be particularly Christian.
The question is not whether they're allowed to opt out. They did opt out. That's not the question.
If people want to opt out, no. The question
No, you're distorting the question. The question is whether you should change the wording of carols. It's not whether people should opt out. Everyone agrees that people can opt out.
Why would I want my kids?
Everyone agrees that people can opt out. So this is not the question. The question is whether you should change the wording of traditional carols to remove the key belief of Christianity and turn it into something that's non-Christian after all. That's the question.
Islam at its best is the completion of God's revelation. We are not here to supersede Christians. We're here to live alongside people and one another. And in a modern secular society, in the educational space, we need to have a plural system where everybody is welcome. This is the same old tired argument that somehow
immigrants,
migrants are
welcome. When you have to
tradition.
Change the words of Christianity,
these are not
you're saying Christianity
views.
Is not welcome. You're saying belief and saying
change
that,
the words,
songs
sorry,
that
to say baby Jesus,
Lord, Jesus
instead of
welcome.
Lord Jesus is
you're
not
the one
changing
that's being
the fundamental
here.
Tenets of Christianity.
Mo, you're the one that's being intolerant here because you're saying they shouldn't sing the words
what
that Jesus is Lord. That's the intolerant attitude here.
Do you think, I don't know, is it Russian propaganda or not?
That's Russian propaganda. That's my guess. It's not a real big issue.
The one thing that kind of stands out to me in all of that is the idea of public space. The idea that the public space should be secular. I really feel that with government, and I really do feel that with educational space. But that's the one thing that resonates with me at that club outside of all of the other weird cuts. What say you, ho-ho-ho?
Jeez. I don't know. I'm drunk.
Did he offend your carols in the baby Jesus?
I don't know, man. I don't know who to side with on that. I'm just so tired of everybody being offended. But I do. If it's one thing I do like, is the power of choice. You know, do you participate or you don't? Think it over, make a decision, get the parents involved, get whoever involved. That's.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm drunk.
Yeah, that's right. I'm all about it. I think that, Russian propaganda, most definitely. The cuts and everything of trying to kind of line it up of like Muslim versus Christian, it seemed kind of insightful. But I don't know if it pushes a Russian propaganda, so I don't know if we can really say one way or the other. What say you, Crafter?
I don't think it's Russian propaganda. It's trying to say, you know, Christians are being terrorized and victimized, which I don't really feel is the case. I mean, if the argument is if, you know, the carol should actually be changed, no. Just quit using religious songs in non-religious functions. It's that easy. Mm. Sing some fucking Frozen or Jingle Bells or some shit.
Fuck. Let it go. Let it go.
I can get on board with that.
Wow. That's a good compromise. Yeah, that blew my mind right there. All right. Next potential Russian propaganda clip. Here we go. We got RT's take on Saudi Arabia relations. A booyaka.
The U.S. can talk all at once about human rights and condemn the pointless slaughter of civilians abroad. However, when it comes to the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia, the deep financial and military interests are just too important to sidestep.
It's almost amusing that the Saudi regime thinks that it would be a good public relations move to sentence five low-level participants to death in a secretive process. It just continues to make them look like a very backwards state where justice is not served. You know, the House and Senate have now repeatedly voted in multiple votes and amendments to end, in bipartisan fashion, to end U.S. involvement in this horrific war in Yemen. The Democrats could have very easily negotiated harder and said if this provision was not in, that they would have voted it down, and they chose not to do that. I think Trump's covering for the Saudi regime is starting to look very peculiar, I think, even to a number of his supporters. Some of his more very far right-wing Republican supporters in Congress have gone together with progressive Democrats on this issue.
So, Russian propaganda or not, ho, are you too drunk for that? Oh, you're still cutting out on me a little bit. I'm going to assume you're...
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
No, you can
do it. God, man, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm too drunk.
I know Kraft is chomping out the bit for this one. All right. So
go for it, Kraft.
Saudi Arabia is, I mean, you obviously see in the public light that there is this relationship between Trump, Saudi Arabia, and like Kushner fucking Israel-Palestine conflict. Like, how do you feel about a clip coming out of RT talking about it on that level?
I mean, I feel like it was pretty mild. Like, if it was Russian propaganda, they would have went more negative Saudi Arabia, more positive like Iran, which, you know, kind of support the youthy rebels in Yemen and shit. So I feel like it's pretty neutral, not quite propaganda.
Word. Okay. I can dig on that. I feel the same way because a lot of the things they're talking about are actually fucking true. We do seem buddy-buddy. The whole Khashoggi thing, it's obvious that they're on both sides. It's kind of like this happened. We'll make sure that we hold someone accountable. Wasn't someone like arrested and put to trial on that recently? You know, there's no telling what's going on.
They got sentenced to death.
What the fuck, right? So there's no telling what's going on with that, you know? I don't know. Dare say that behind the scenes, those people just needed to be murked anyways, so they're just blaming him for something to make it the blood sacrifice to the Donald Trump regime. Who knows? Am I taking this too far, Ho? Digging deep.
I'm in no pain, man.
No pain, no gain. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say pretty much not Russian propaganda. We are friendly with Saudi Arabia, and sometimes it's kind of weird. That's all I'm saying.
I think we kind of addressed it the last thing. I think Trump has to. It's very difficult to be in that position with Trump, and he's having to deal with people like Kim Jong-un and all this stuff. By the way, North Korea was supposed to send us a Merry Christmas gift.
Oh yeah, what happened with that?
Nothing, of course. Trump said maybe you'll send me a vase.
I know, right? Oh my god, that or he's fucking around, like just trying to scare people. That's cute.
Yeah, that's no cute. But he, you know, Trump has to deal with that guy and deal with this Saudi prince and whatever. I mean, he has to deal and be diplomatic and carry on diplomacy. He can't treat them like the scum that they are, because if he does that, he won't be able to, you know, make any headway with them. I mean, we would still have Kim Jong-un just trying to show off his nuclear capabilities. I mean, we would get nowhere. At least, I mean, they just...
Well, I'm pretty sure he has no nuclear capability, right? I'm pretty sure it's just like rocketry.
He was working on nuclear development. But, you know, I mean... We just have to make sure that, you know, he's not going to try to do anything crazy. In order to do that, you can't, you got to let these
So you're saying with the Saudi prince then, since the Saudi prince is a bad dude, we should sell him nuclear technology so we keep him on our good side.
Fuck no.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to draw a comparison here between.
No. that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, we have to interact with you know, these people and not show and like, you know, in the hood, even though we know the real story, they got a safe face. If we're coming out there and saying, hey, you assholes, you know, you guys are fucked up, you know, we're not going to get anywhere with it. We're going to cause conflict when there is, so we got to, you know, play nice. So that's a difficult and interesting game, you know, that, you know, Trump has to play in diplomats.
Well, any, yeah, exactly. Any diplomat or any,
yeah,
world leader.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still think we cozy with, Saudi Arabia in a way that's kind of weird, and we should hold their feet to the fire and things, but instead we want that money. We want that Texas tea. We want that fucking oil.
I want Greenland is what I want.
I fucking agree. I think that was a smart move. It's too bad he hasn't bought it up yet. I'm all about that.
Yeah, let's put a Trump Tower there.
So we got one debunked. We got one that pretty much, you know, passes the smell test. And then our last clip of the night, also our last in this little game. Let's see how many out of three are actually Russian propaganda. We have China threatened by U.S. formation of the Space Force. Here we go.
United States' newly formed Space Force is causing concern in China, which says it sees the new military unit as a direct threat to peace.
The relevant U.S. actions are a serious violation of the international consensus on the peaceful use of outer space, undermine global strategic balance and stability, and pose a direct threat to outer space peace and security. We are deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. The outer space security that the U.S. seeks is the security for itself only.
Space. There'll be a lot of things happening in space. Because space is the world's newest warfighting domain. The Space Force will help us deter aggression and control the ultimate high ground.
Well, the Space Force is the first new military service in the United States in 7 decades.
This is real.
It's made up of about 16,000 Air Force and civilian personnel. Initial funding is expected to be around $40 million, but that figure is expected to grow to several billion in the future. Its mission is to protect U.S. assets, such as satellites used for communication and surveillance. But Sarah Flounders from the Anti-War International Action Center says it's more about Washington weaponizing space.
Here is really a Star Wars on steroids.
It's
being proposed President Trump in this new legislation, the part of the largest U.S. military budget ever. When you look at Trump's statements, it's not only to place weapons in space, it is to dominate space. This is a direct threat, and it's a very dangerous act. There is an escalation, a deliberate, intentional escalation of threats against China. A new enemy is created, a new threat. You could compare the militarization of space to the 800 U.S. bases around the world. No other country has such a thing. To the aircraft carriers that encircle the globe. No other country has such a thing. And now to the placement of weapons in space.
Funding for the Space Force was confirmed on Friday when President Trump signed off the $738 billion annual U.S. military budget. Today's Watching the Hawks on RT follows the money trail.
More than the next 7 countries combined. That includes China, Russia, North Korea, all of them. That's an insane amount of defense spending when you really think about it in that global scale. I mean, why do you think we've gone so nuts in terms of just funneling money into the military without any kind of check and balance?
Just circling back to that, I think one of the other challenges with this amount of money is it's basically intangible to the average American citizen. On the one hand, it's the end of the year, it's the holidays, people aren't paying close attention to these spending bills and the specifics that are in them. But also, when you put that number out there, again, it's $738 billion, the average person can't grasp just how much money that really is. It is such an astronomical amount. And I think if we perhaps had some more conversations about just how much money that really is and get people to understand more, then maybe they would demand more accountability of our members of Congress and the Department of Defense in terms of how we allocate that money and how it's spent.
Yeah. Okay. Russian propaganda or not.
God, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll lean toward yes on this one. Like why? Like when China makes new islands in South China Sea, they don't have to ask for permission. It doesn't fucking. They don't see a reason to attack us. When we decide to build new bases or add more planes, like it comes to just technological advancement, and whoever gets there first, you know, has advantage. It's been like that throughout history. And so, like, the first one to take space, and, the accurate quote was, the ultimate high ground. You know, you can dominate any air battle, any sea battle, any land battle, you know, if you dominate space. It's the smart choice. We should have done it 30 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I feel that. I feel that. I feel that in my patriotic soul. But China to say that this is an aggressive act and it only serves to militarize space, is that bullshit or no?
I mean, they're just mad they didn't get space cops in space first.
Right. Reagan tried to do it with the Star Wars defense program. Don't you think?
Maybe. The Gipper.
But, all right. So, you know, I feel like a good clip for that would have been our one from last week on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Do we play that? Where fucking literally Russia's, piping all the way through Europe and Germany would become dependent solely on Russian oil. I feel like that is propaganda. What say you on that?
I don't know. I mean, kind of.
We've been trying to block this.
Russia sucks dick. Russia sucks dick. Russia fucking tries to say they're good at shit. They're not really good at shit. They're good at, like, brute force things. They're not good at any technical or fucking savvy things.
You don't think?
No.
Dude, what about the Mountain Dew and Doritos that Putin had to fucking eat to get to the point where he hacked the U.S. election.
I mean, how do you hack an election through fucking Facebook?
Through brute force and mind control.
Mind control memes, right? That fucking
mind control memes. Exactly.
Like the one part is like, no one was supposed to admit, everyone is so fucking stupid, they just believe everything they fucking see on the internet, and that's the problem. Everyone's so fucking stupid. It's like, no, it's your fault for telling stupid people what to think. No, it's the stupid fucking people. It's the stupid fucking people for not
believing. And we had this conversation last podcast where people actually, you know, buy into it. It's a mentality. People go with what it is, and it can be stupid. We here at Verbose, we encourage you to be a free thinker. Now, are we the most brilliant people out there? I know. I'm drunk, so, you know, I'm doing this
it's all haphazardly. But form your own opinion. I think that's what Ho's getting at.
You don't have to agree with you believe the Russians did take Facebook and then they were trying to sway your opinion, then form your own. Shit. It's not that hard. And we're lucky we live in America, and I wish you had the cue up a patriotic background music while I'm going at this, because this is America. America.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I thought this was America.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America. It's all about choices. Now, getting back to that clip you just played.
All right. Space Force.
China. Petulant child. And they throw temper tantrums because they don't. If it's one thing I've learned, because I'm currently living with someone who came to America, who lived in, who is a Chinese natural.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're about to give us your opinion about China based on the Chinese woman you live with?
It really gave me some insight.
Go on.
It really gave me some insight because I had no idea. Because I what it is. I mean, you know, she liked Trump and whatever. But what I'm finding is if I have the slightest advantage on anything, she resent me for it. And that's kind of like the attitude that I'm getting with the
China Chinese, in general.
With you know, when you're playing this, I'm recognizing it's the same damn thing that I'm going through in my everyday life. She's they get resentful when someone else has an advantage over them. They want a good deal, and they want them to have the better end of the deal. And
it's the microcosm within the macrocosm. You're experiencing it here. Live action.
My mind is getting blown right now. But then again, I'm a little.
The whole world wants to know: is your roommate good at driving?
My roommate doesn't drive.
Ah.
That's a whole. We can unpack that another time because I'm having a lot of problems with her.
All right, so you don't like Asians. How do you feel about Jews?
Oh my God, no.
Wait, what? I thought we were opening a good line of conversation here.
No.
Screaming digital ghost.
Exactly.
One person as they are. I don't judge by color or whatever. In fact, if I can be any kind of nationality, I would love to be Korean. The Korean women are just so pretty, and they age so beautifully, you know, and they're timeless and they're slender, and oh my gosh. So I know for a fact I'm not a racist, because to be a racist or anything like that, because that's what you're trying to insinuate, is believe that my skin is superior to all. And that's dictionary, but nope, I'm not. I'd rather be Asian if I could.
Interesting. So at heart, you're a weeaboo.
weeb.
Don't you dare.
You're totally
don't
a
you
weeaboo.
Don't you fucking dare.
That's literally what you just admitted.
No.
To being a
strip.
Do you watch Korean soap operas by any chance?
I have.
Weeaboo. Motherfucking weeaboo.
Kimchi weeaboo.
Kimchi weeaboo, bro.
I am not a fucking weeaboo. Take that now, back.
Again, I mean, you, the cat's out of the bag, I'm telling you. Now,
do you like Crump not... because he looks like orange chicken?
That's a good question.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Give me a break.
That's a good
no.
question.
I thought weeaboo like Japanese.
Weeaboo, I feel like, yeah, it's probably more Japanese, but it's more racist and fun if you expand it to more Asian ethnicities. Unfortunately, we're cutting out with us quite a bit, but I did want to touch on one thing because Smashley brought up a very interesting topic that I hadn't thought about until today or during any holiday, is that is there any sort of like Christmas conspiracies out there? Have you ever heard any Christmas conspiracies, Crafter?
I mean, there are some, for sure. There are some. You know, a lot of them, you know, with, you know, just like the, it was created by the Coca-Cola Corporation in the 30s. You know, it's like a recreation of old holidays from before. That if you look at like near the Great Depression, you know, families weren't celebrating Christmas as much. Like it was only like church and everything was kind of forgotten about in the hearts mm-hmm. of most of America. And then it kind of like came back through the, you know, post World War II in the 50s.
Hmm.
I've heard that Christmas came from Wiccans, Wicca.
Uh huh. I've heard this. I think
you know, and a lot of the traditions are like the Christmas tree and all that. It's derived from some Wicca traditions,
mm-hmm. Like solstice, kind of
that kind of stuff. And then, fucking trying to think, you know. And then there's a negative side of Christmas. There's a Krampus, whatever, that goes out and eats naughty children.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's the one that I'm attuned to more, Crafter, is like the whole zeitgeist of how Christmas came. And how you're talking about it too as well, Ho, is like repurposing of a pagan tradition to not only be, to first be of a different religion and then to affect societal patterns, including like economy and things like that. Yeah.
I still value it, you know, regardless of how it came to be. I think it is a wonderful holiday. I look forward to it every year, except I didn't look forward to it this year because reasons.
That's cool.
Roommate.
I'm sorry. I had so much fun this Christmas. I got to spend it with my forming extended family through my girlfriend. It was really fucking cool. My parents are now in town. It was really great to see them.
Nice.
So Christmas is pretty magical. I like saying Merry Christmas to people because I hope that I offend them. It's not really like, I'm more of a Grinch deep down inside. And I like to jump on the right-leaning bandwagon and say Merry Christmas to everybody. And then that, you know, off chance that someone winces, that's the beautiful moment. Yeah, I like that. I like running into SJWs in real life.
Me too. Because,
yeah, especially being like a brown, white speaking Puerto Rican, like you blow people's minds. You know, they don't know what to fucking think. And they start rethinking their own existence and their own political views. And that's what it's all about. Fucking breaking the conditioning.
Hey, Let's Miles.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, Crafter.
Happy Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us.
I have problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it.
Assalamu alaikum, y'all. You guys know about the whole like Jews eating out at Chinese restaurants and going to movie theaters on Christmas, right?
That's all I heard was Jews eating out.
Oh, and then your brain just shut off. You saw these like really long extended noses hitting the clitoris.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Mazel tov, y'all. I think that's appropriate, right? I don't know.
All
right.
So repeat your question. She was eating at Chinese restaurants?
Yeah, yeah. On Christmas Day, you know. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did it in A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't Jews. They just fucked up their Christmas dinner, right?
Yeah, well, they ate a duck.
Yeah, I love duck. I love wild duck. Farm duck tends to be kind of fatty. I don't know. But wild duck is legit.
All right.
Yeah, just FYI to you motherfuckers out there.
I don't think I've ever had a duck.
Yeah, duck's good. I dig duck. And dig Doug. That game is legit, too. And it's motherfucking Christmas, y'all. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for, you know, joining us tonight on this fucking auspicious holiday, whatever you celebrate. We will be here for New Year's Day as well. So this is our last show of 2019. We look forward to bringing you guys into the new year on Wednesday next week. And, yeah, love you guys out there. I hope it was a good holiday for you and all that stuff. Shout out to some newbies out there. Big Biscuit Bob. I don't know what this $500 donation troll is, but it's cute. I like it. Thank you for hitting us up. Hope you hit the sub. Yeah, shout out to Ink Babe for fucking hosting us tonight. That was kind of unexpected. Thank you very much. I want to say truly, shout out to Alex Jones, you know? I don't think, like, Merry Christmas, Alex Jones. Like, I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you. You give me a reason to exist so that we could fight all of the corruption and conspiracy with more corruption and conspiracy. You're joining us for the first time. We are verbose out of XYZ. Dropping a little bit of gang for you. We haven't talked much about Juice WRLD, but don't let it shake you up, if you know what I'm saying. Fucking Palestine, you guys straight. Fucking Egypt is kind of bisexual. I would say that the gay is real. Thank you for joining us again. Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers out there. We'll be here every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Daylight Savings Time, motherfucker. Or maybe it's Standard Time. I can't remember. Fuck it. Verbose.xyz. Check out our website. Love y'all. Merry Christmas. We will see you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Woo.
Starting to get the bubble gun. Playing bells on that shiny, yeah, and it's a horny gun. I'm gonna cock it back, let it off, and watch it double nut. I also got my 40 tuck, that's another horny one. Got so many horny guns, you thought we were shooting the porn or something. Shoot like the Mavericks, couple semis and a few automatics. Run up on me, you get caught up in traffic. All my niggas stressing out like elastic, yeah, yeah. You don't want static, but me, I'm having the ugly, your body package like the bricks. In my cabinet, I ain't have no place, I'm mad. Bitch. May wanna shoot your dad. Bitch. I feel like a savage. Still a sad kid. I ain't have no place, I'm mad. Bitch. May wanna shoot your dad. Bitch. I feel like a savage. Still a sad kid. Ooh. Demons in my head leave me alone. I think I'll be better off alone. In my mind, I run. Yesterday I tweaked and I took a Xan. Today I said that I won't do that shit again. My brother told me to describe the perfect bitch. I said Percocets. I said Percocet. I ain't have no perks, I'm mad. Bitch. May wanna shoot your dad. Bitch. I feel like a savage. Still a sad kid. I ain't have no perks, I'm mad. Bitch. May wanna shoot your dad. Bitch. I feel like